for Harvey Norman for Macquarie.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Vudge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
And here we go.
You know, on my way to work this morning, Christy.
Mm. Happy Wednesday, by the way.
I experienced something on the way to work.
Is it a whole lot of drama attached to you? Because that tends to be your everyday.
No. I experienced a morning where my drive to work was not impeded by certain vehicles on the road of the peddling variety.
Oh, no, we're at this.
I won't say anything else. I'm just going to say. Is that, you know how normally I do,
uh-huh.
I do come to work and I do see. On the other side of the road, though,
yeah.
I did see that happen. Mm. I'm not going to say any more. You just take from that what you will.
I feel like it's deja vu.
No. We all remember what happened last time I said something involving those specific vehicles. But, yeah, I did see something on the side of the road that was... it was very funny because I wasn't impeded this time, but I could see someone else struggling.
Okay.
So that made me very happy. I had a great morning. I was looking at going, I told ya, but, you know, one of those things. So
is that why you're feeling a little bit happy this morning?
Yeah, I like seeing other people, you know. Anyway, what's going on with you?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, good on ya.
I never have drama.
Yeah, you should. It's great. There's always something to talk about when there's drama. I don't know if I won any sweeps yesterday in the Melbourne Cup because I left too early and didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, you didn't even care.
No, not really.
You were too worried about what articles would come out today about all the trashy girls out there and the stupid things they do.
I told you it would happen once again. It's like I'm Nosferatu or... No, not Nosferatu. Who's the other one? The one that tells the future?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Our stuff knows.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
Christy, I'm going to give you a few story headlines and you get to pick which one we talk about because there's a few of them. And it's a case of, and we've done this before, you won't believe this, but...
Dot, 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 dot.
So the few that I've got here, I've got... Mum sues sperm bank because she had a dwarf baby. The second one is Randy German sexy tourists get kicked off boat. And then there's woman sprays breast milk like super soaker at electric dance music festival.
Great idea.
So which one, if you had to pick, would you go for?
I'll go on the first one, sperm bank.
You go on the sperm bank? Okay, now this is a good one. Okay. What's happened is, and it's a sad one. It's a sad one. Why did they say it was a good one? It's a sad one. So this mum, she has sued a sperm bank, literally, because she's given birth to a little dwarf, which I thought was quite sad. But at the same time, I thought it was an incredible story. I didn't believe it. That's why the segment's called You Won't Believe This, But. So... She was trawling through all these photos of the sperm donors in like an international bank, I guess, a sperm website bank. And she was attracted to this guy with, you know, fair hair and whatever else, higher education. She's like, oh, he's taller than 6 foot. Even when you're not dating, the 6 foot thing comes into effect. I hate it. Being like 5'11 is the worst ever, by the way. Just a side note. Because it's not like you're 5'2 and you know you'll never be 6 foot. It's like if I just wore heels or something, I'd make the grade.
Wow. It doesn't matter that much, Bodge.
Yeah, maybe not to you.
You can make yourself taller. It's fine.
If you were single and you were on the dating sites and you were a guy, you would see that all the time. If you're not 6 foot, swipe left. If you're under 6 foot, do you know what I call that? A friend. All of those things, all on there, and from ugly people as well.
I don't even care about height.
I'm just saying. So this woman already sounds like a tool, but she underwent a successful IVF treatment, well done, at a private Moscow clinic, and she's in her 40s as well, I think they call that geriatric birth because it's considered quite old.
But at the same time, the average age of falling pregnant is now much later than it ever has been before.
It's not in your 40s, mate. It's not.
Stop it.
No.
These things happen.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it's considered a geriatric birth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The older you get, the more dramas you can potentially have. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Bodge.
I'm just telling you what I know.
I know.
All right. So the unborn baby boy, right, throughout the later stages of pregnancy, they detected a potential for, I'm going to try and say, achondroplasia, a rare incurable disease suffered by 1 in 20,000.
Right.
And it causes dwarfism.
Mm.
So she got all upset. She got all uppity because she's like, well...
He's carrying the gene.
Well, he'll be about 4 foot, roughly. Mm. And she's like, well, I clicked on the bloke that was 6 foot. So now she's like, you know, she's like, oh, his limbs and face and whatever won't develop properly. And she's gone after the sperm bank wanting, like, compensation.
It's not like they do tests on their sperm to determine what genetics that they've got.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
And what, if, let's say that was her actual partner rather than just a sperm donor, what, was she going to sue her hubby that he had dwarfism in him?
No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. But it's just
you get what you're given.
It's not like a department store where you can go and get exactly what you want.
No.
It doesn't work. Children don't work like that. My mum was probably very disappointed when I came out.
Yeah. She still loves you.
Considering the way I came out.
My family still loves
you. I think I came out backwards. Like the head was the last thing to come out. I think I came out feet first. I don't know.
Quite often, actually.
No, I don't know.
I came out looking like an alien. I was premature. I stopped growing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're only like 5'1".
Yeah, I'm like stunted growth.
But like,
I stopped growing at like 32 weeks because mum got unwell, so I was really sick. And I came out and they said to mum and dad, and I only found this out when I was 11, that don't expect her to come out alive. And when they actually did the emergency C-section, pulled me out, really teensy tiny little thing, and just went, here, she just needs a good feed. She's fine. But since then, wow. I've always been very little.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, I didn't know that, pal.
Hmm.
So they were expecting you to come out dead.
Would have you wished that happened?
No, God,
is that what you're saying?
God, no, don't say horrible things like that. I'm genuinely surprised. I didn't expect to hear that. That's hashtag real talk.
Hmm.
Buddy, are you all good?
I'm fine.
All right. Well, this
I have a birthday effect, but,
well,
you know.
Yeah, we've strayed away from the idiot woman trying to sue a sperm bank because she had, you know, having a little dwarf baby. Nothing wrong with that.
A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
Why are you feeling so happy this morning?
I'm very happy because I've just gone to the fridge. And do you remember how we all had that sort of special lunch because of the Melbourne Cup, even though none of us really cared about the Melbourne Cup? We were just there for the free food.
You didn't care.
I might have been the only one that didn't care. It doesn't matter. Anyway, all that pizza we ordered, there's still loads of it in the fridge, in the box.
And?
Free breakfast.
Yay!
Reheatable. Like, it's
given that you normally don't have breakfast.
No, I don't.
I can't understand why you're so excited.
Normally, I wait till about 7 o'clock and I have my happy juice, a.k.a. coffee, and then I'm ready to tackle the rest of the day. Like most people, the day doesn't start till I've had my coffee. But the day, this is totally different. This has turned my world upside down.
You're buzzing now, aren't
there
you?
There is so much cold pizza in the fridge, and all I've got to do is heat it up. It's the best reheatable food.
Why are you even bothering heating it up? You know you can eat it cold. That makes for a good breakfast.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a debate I didn't expect to have. This is a debate I didn't expect. It depends what the pizza is.
Hot or cold pizza?
Well, it depends, because I had a look and some of the pizza has pineapple on. Now, I'm not an elitist. I'm okay with pineapple on pizza. On some pizza, however, when it comes to reheating it in the microwave, I don't know that I want to do it with the pineapple on.
That's a no-go.
That's one of the pizzas I've got to have cold.
Mm-hmm.
So either I'll leave those in there and just leave them be, and I'll just get one of the meaty ones. I'm pretty sure there was some margarita left in there, so I'm like, yeah, boy, chuck that in the microwave. But I genuinely think that it's probably the best food to reheat the day after.
You're calling it that. It's just the best breakfast food to reheat. Yeah.
And part of the reason is because you didn't make it the night before as well. I think there's the lazy factor really does come into effect.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah.
But if you're not feeling lazy, you know Bubble and Squeak.
Yes. But
yeah,
I've
all the
never,
leftovers.
Yeah, I've never...
like, you say if you had mash, veggies, and maybe some chicken, instead of just putting the chicken in there, you just put the mash and the veggies together and fry it off like a little fritter and voila.
Yeah. I mean, that does involve a little bit more work, but it is worth it.
Yeah.
So what do you think that's...
I'm not labelling it the best breakfast food, but it's making use of all the leftovers so it doesn't just rot or you have to bin it.
Yeah. What would you do, though, if you had to choose? Say someone was making you bubble and squeak, so you didn't have to do that, and they said, look, I'm making you some bubble and squeak out of the stuff we had last night,
mm-hmm.
or I've got this lovely little pizza, lots left, I'll chuck as much as you want in the microwave and you can have that for breakfast. Which one are you going to go with?
Well, you can pretty much predict what I'd go for. The healthier option.
Neither of them are healthy.
Oh my gosh, Botch. No, I'm going to call it the hash brown. The bubble and squeak with mash and veggies is way more healthy than the pizza.
I don't think you can really count it as healthy. No.
It's not processed food.
I didn't
food.
Ask you for what's healthy. Like, which one would you go for?
I told you, taste. Bubble and squeak.
Well,
it's the best breakfast food.
Let's go! Trending now
at hits.com.au.
And even though there's no clouds in the sky, they part and a golden beam of light drops down
and
onto the mid-north
coast. And
it's
not Superman. It's Dean McCarthy.
Can you shut up and not ruin it?
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
I was trying to give you the intro.
You Chris, give him a good intro every morning. Let me do it. Oh, he's upset now, Dean. I'm sorry.
I'm glaring at Chrissy.
Oh, tomorrow it can be your turn.
She can get stuffed now. Hey, Dean, what's going on the Mexican border, mate? It's massive stuff.
Yeah, huge story today. A drug cartel has murdered an American family in Mexico on the Mexican border, really close to the Mexican border. And we now believe that the drug cartel thought that it was actually a rival gang. So there were three four-wheel drivers driving along, and the drug cartel thought that it was the gang, their other gang rivals, but it wasn't. It was a family. And it's really, really dark, and it's very, very sad. Everyone in America is talking about this today. Because it is very close to where the proposed border wall that the president has been pushing for wants to go. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays into politics, which it definitely will play into politics. And a really sad day in Mexico and in America.
Yeah, devastating news.
That's terrible. Eminem's got new music, and apparently there's questionable lyrics in there.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. It's new to all of our ears, but it's actually been pulled up from the archive. He wrote a song back in the day where he, this is so dark, literally supports Chris Brown during the Chris Brown Rihanna, you know, you may remember the assault, of course. In the song, he says that he would have also assaulted Rihanna, basically is what he said, that's paraphrasing. And the song has now been leaked. He didn't release the song. It's like a recording, a secret recording. Oh. And now, you know, we haven't heard from Eminem yet, we haven't heard from Rihanna yet, but this might get extra traction as well.
Oh, my God. That's not good, no.
Why bring up things of the past as well?
Well, you know, I was at LAX airport a few years ago, years and years ago now, not long after it happened, and Chris Brown, I didn't know it was him, stumbled past me. He was off his face, and there was a couple of, like, he had his little entourage with him, and they were laughing as he was doing it, and he stumbled right into me, and I was like, oh, steady on, Chief. Didn't know who it was. And then I hear a security guard talking to a cleaner, and they're like, you know, it's Chris Brown. As soon as I heard that, I looked over and I was like, oh, if I'd had my time again. Oh.
What would you do?
Probably would have.
Oh, yeah, good time. I would have tripped him. One day I was at an intersection and he cut in front of me. He did it. He turned in front of me. It was super dangerous in a maroon Porsche convertible. I'll never forget it because his car turned in front of me and I was like, damn, what the hell? And then I look, it was Chris Brown and one of his friends. And I was like, this guy... He's trouble.
What an evil man.
All right, Dean. Look, terrible stuff. Don't like to end it on that one, but that's the way it is. Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money.
Alpha Bucks.
Christian Budge's Alpha Bucks.
$220 is up for grabs this morning. And good morning to Katie from Port Macquarie.
Hi.
Hey, Katie, how what's going feeling? On?
I'm actually nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
Do you play along at home in the car?
Yes, I'm at work at this time, so I'm always sitting here going, oh my gosh, that was so easy. Why didn't you get that?
Don't feel nervous.
I mean, if you don't get it today, you know that's the first thing we'll say to you.
Oh.
Where do you work? Are we allowed to ask that, or is it a secret?
I work at JBL Glass on Urella Road.
Oh, get around it. Okay.
Just awesome. Bloody legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the rules are this. You get 30 seconds, 10 questions. You can pass if you wish. If we've got time, we'll come back to it. But you can't use the same answer twice. Have I done them all? Is that all the rules?
We'll give you the letter and you've got to use the same letter for every answer.
Don't stuff it up. There's the other word.
Did you say you can pass it any time?
Yep.
Extra pressure.
Right.
Okay, right.
Okay, Katie, your letter this morning is J for JBL Glass.
Oh, okay.
And that was just a coincidence there. Your time starts after this first question. Katie, name us things that you can keep hidden.
Oh, jocks.
A word ending in R.
Jogger.
A type of tree.
Jacaranda.
Boy's name.
Jack.
Month.
June.
Something found in water.
Pass.
Movie.
Sorry?
A movie.
Just go with it.
A gemstone.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang.
Oh, Katie.
Yeah, that's a lot harder when you're under the pump.
Isn't it just?
Let me tell you right now, Katie, we can't give you the $220. And I know it's tough to hear this because you've said it for so long, but how did you not get it? Actually, I can't tell. What do you put in water? What did you say? What was that question, Christy?
I just heard someone calling out from downstairs, jellyfish. I was like, oh, that was
bloody hell. No, I wouldn't have picked that one. What are the other ones? An Olympic event was coming up, something you could travel in, a gemstone. I can't think of one. Anyway, Katie.
I know. Wow.
Have a good day.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Emma Watson is the celebrity I was talking about earlier, the female celebrity who has said that there's a lot of pressure because she's turning 30 next year.
No, she's not.
She is. She's turning 30 next year. A lot of pressure for her to get married and to have children and to own her own home. I get it. I totally understand it. And she said she didn't really buy into the happy single thing for a while. She's come around to it now, and she believes that she is what she coined herself as, self-partnered. She's happy as a self-partnered person.
Her partner is herself.
Pretty much. A little bit strange. I'm happy with just single and lonely. I think that sums it up perfectly.
Hang on. You don't necessarily have to be single and feel lonely. If she's deemed herself self-partnered and happy,
yeah,
she could actually be happy with herself.
Well,
as she is. When I was single, after a long-term relationship, 7 years ago, I actually was quite content with myself at that very point in time.
Yeah, but is that because you just got out of it, or is it because you were like, you know?
No, I found a different mean. I could do the things that I wanted, and I didn't have to worry about anybody else. So that's probably how she feels.
Fair enough. Well, she says there's a lot of pressure for people, not just women, to be settled by then, and she's right. I didn't freak out about it until I got to about, I think maybe 29. Yeah, I think right
you
up until
freaked about,
I
freaked
started
out
freaking out. Do you remember last year when before I ran away to the border of Queensland to try and get that extra hour of my 20s? I was freaking out. I was like, I'm going to hit 30. I'm going to be old. And no, seriously, it's a weird thing. It's a phenomenon. And all of my mates, more or less, have got their life sorted out. Either they've got property or they've got a partner, a long-term partner, or they've got kids, or they've got multiple kids. Or, you know, those kids are already talking and, like, you know, at school and referring to me as Uncle Bodge in a sort of weird way. And it's like, well, I'm the only one without kids and family. And all that. So I totally get it. But I haven't gone so sad as to call myself self-partnered. I think that's just a weird way out.
I think you just got to let things naturally happen. We don't have to have a set time frame for when it does. Like, I always had this dream when I was much younger that I'd follow in my mum's footsteps of getting married at 25 and having my first kid by 26. I hit 24 and that was my previous partner, and I knew that definitely wasn't going to happen. And then it was, okay, this is my plan. This is my timeline. And you put your pressure on yourself as a woman, particularly because you know you've got a biological clock that's ticking. And I was like, I want to have a kid by the time I hit 30 because I don't want to be an old mum.
Yeah, okay.
I'm 32.
Okay.
And I want to, I don't necessarily have to do it in the right order. There is no right order when it comes to those major milestones in your life.
Right.
But I do want to have that whole big wedding day before I have kids so Michael and I can actually enjoy it together.
Yeah.
And then we have the baby. But I'm looking at the time frame going, how old am I going to be when I have my first kid?
Have you discussed
Yes, we do.
With him? You've just, yeah, okay.
And so does the family. And you get these pressures. Yeah,
I just don't want him to hear this for the first time
on
this show.
No, he knows how I feel about it. Everybody knows how I feel about it. But you have the pressures from everybody around you. Yeah. Even here in the office, everyone goes, oh, when are you guys going to get married? It's like, why are you watching my life like a hawk going, well, you've got the house, you've got the boat.
Yeah.
Where's the ring? When are you getting married?
Right.
And when are you having a kid? Next will be, when are you getting divorced?
Yeah, I'd rather that than being sort of written off as a kind of playboy character that I get around the office, because it's just assumed that I am going to be boning a million different people because I'm single and I'm unattached and don't have any family here. That's not who I am. So let's not get too deep. This is breakfast radio. I didn't want to do this. I want to rag on Emma Watson and a new coin term of being self-partnered. Now, she was dating a 40-year-old CEO. And I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying if you want to feel more normal, don't date a 40-year-old CEO if you're in your mid to late 20s. Date someone your own age. Do you know who I think she should get with?
Yeah.
Draco Malfoy. Oh. The bloke that plays him. Tom Felton. No, hear me out, because he's a legend of a bloke apparently. And they had this cute little photo a couple of months ago where she was playing an acoustic guitar and he was doing like, he had his arm around and he's like helping her play and she's learning to play. He's teaching her. And then not long after, they've done a little video. She's holding on to him from behind while they're skateboarding along the beach. How good would that be? That's the ultimate relationship of our generation waiting to happen. You've got Hermione, the mudblood, and you've got Draco Malfoy.
I know that's your dream and you've been...
How good would that be to see those two come together, Christy? That's all I'm saying.
They're just movie mates.
No, they're not. He's hot, she's hot. Stuff the self-partnered rubbish. You're single at the moment, Hermione, and I'm calling her that because I keep forgetting her real name. Get with Draco Malfoy. Have some beautiful little kids. Make it really awkward when you get on set for the next Harry Potter film, and there'd better be another one, another few, and just have a beautiful little relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Just let her be
no.
How she is and have her own happiness.
Stuff her self-partnered relationship status. She's single.
Hit FM with Christy and Varge.
A fresh way to get up.
And we've got the Hastings Public School champions of the Mid-North Coast. They came second in the world, Christy.
That's
when
a
they
huge
went to Hobart
deal.
For the Tournament of the Minds. And they're here right now. Well done to you all. That's all right.
Well, we've got Drew, Frieda, Addison, Ben, Stephanie and Jamie. And I feel inadequate right now because these guys are absolute whizzes when it comes to all the subjects in school. Now, I don't know what actually Tournament of the Minds is.
Hang on,
so.
You know what a whiz is, right? It's a wee. Christy just called you a wee.
I was more going with like wizards.
I know. I know what you mean. It's all right. So I throw you under the bus for that.
So tell me, how does it work? Is it like a game show where you're like behind a desk and you're to buzz in really quick?
No, that'd be cool, but no.
So, Drew, could you just tell us, for those that missed it last time, what the procedure is when you're put in the room together?
Okay, yeah, so we get locked in there for 3 hours and we get given a challenge and we have those 3 hours to solve it and we have to make a 10-minute play out of it. Because we're in the STEM category, it'll usually be based around something sciencey and we have to make something.
Oh, wow.
And then we have 10 minutes to produce a play of what we've done.
I see.
And randomly in the middle, we will get given a spontaneous challenge, which is a random challenge inside a challenge.
Wow. Now, you're locked into a room. Now, you can escape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can go out to the toilet.
Okay,
right.
It's more like the mental lock.
I see how it is, yeah. So you've got different coloured metal ribbons. I just want to ask Frieda and Addison, you've got different colours on your ribbons. Does that stand for something different?
Yeah, it does. So this is our state one, the first place for New South Wales. And the ones the others are wearing are the international ones.
Oh.
And that's the second place medals, and these are the first place.
This is good. Steak. So you win winners at different levels as well, which is great.
You know what I love? They've all got these special little jackets. Do you, like, do slow-mo walking through the school crowd? Like, yeah.
The matching gang-style jackets.
Yeah.
Actually,
flick up the collars.
I bet do you have hall monitors or school police or something like that? Teachers stopping you, telling you to take your colours off? I can say that. Hey, look, it has been a really big deal for the Mid-North Coast over the last few years. We've had a lot of representation from a lot of different schools. And you guys are absolute champs. However, we've got 10 questions. Drew, don't look at the questions.
No cheating.
I see his little wandering eyes. He's looking at my questions here. I've got some Disney-related questions.
Now, Bodge is like the Disney master.
Well, there's one person better than me at Disney Trivial Pursuit, but only one, and that person's very old, so they will probably not be around for very long. Anyway, doesn't matter. I will be the champion very soon. But I've got these hand-picked questions for you, okay? And if you know what the answer is, give us the answer in the microphone. If you don't know what it is, obviously, I mean, don't ruin it because you get it wrong then. You got to leave it for someone else. This is the ultimate team sport. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, cool. Okay, Christy. I'm nervous. I don't want them to get... This is out of 10, all right? So, in Aladdin, what is the name of Jasmine's pet tiger? Oh, come on. Yeah, come on. Someone's got it.
You can consult each other.
See, this is...
I don't even know the answer to that.
I do.
Raja? It's Raja.
Absolutely.
Well
right.
done,
well
Addison.
Done.
Yes.
Very, very good. Okay. Now, in the movie Mary Poppins, what helps the medicine go down?
Sugar.
How much sugar?
A tablespoon.
Hang on, go again.
A teaspoon.
Tablespoon.
Oh,
we got a split here. She actually just said a spoonful of sugar, so we'll take it. We'll take it.
Ooh, you know your stuff.
Oh, I'm nervous now. I'm trying to find some hard ones just in case. Okay, in The Beauty and the Beast, right? How many eggs does Gaston eat for breakfast?
This is tough.
I made it tough because they're too good.
I think it's four.
Four eggs?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's 5 dozen eggs. I know, it's excessive.
He can only eat 1.5 eggs, hard-boiled eggs. Yeah. I set him a challenge and he sucked at it.
All right, steady on. I tried my best. We try our best. All right, in Toy Story, what game does Slinky play against Ham?
Chickens.
That's it. That's absolutely right.
Well done, Alison.
Oh, my God, I thought I was going to get him. All right, look, let's make this out of five because it's 2-2 at the moment. Hang on, did they get three?
No, you gave them the spoonful of sugar.
Paid
it, so they got 3 out of 5.
Oh, well, that makes it not as fun then because I wanted to win. Right, well, we'll keep going. Right. In Peter Pan, Captain Hook had a hook on which of his hands? Which hand was it, left or right?
Left.
Oh, you had a 50-50 chance there. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. All right, this is getting real tough now. I'm trying to find another one. Oh, my goodness.
Just go off the top of your mind.
All right,
come on.
Okay. In The Lion King, where does Mufasa and his family live?
Oh, on Pride Rock.
All right, I think we just give him the win. Just give him the win. Just give him the win. In fact, I've got one more question. Okay. What does King Louis in the Jungle Book want Mowgli to teach him how to make? Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
Silence.
It's tough.
I haven't seen that.
It's so tough.
I've seen it, but I can't remember.
Have you seen the new one or the cartoon one?
This is where the education really needs to happen, okay? If you're a teacher right now, this is what they need to be learning. Classic Disney. None of this new age Frozen stuff. You need to go back to the old classic Disney movies.
Let it go, Bodge.
Instead of history, we have to watch movies.
Exactly. Yes.
So go back.
Historical movies that came from about 50 years ago.
Oh. Yes. You're right on the money there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now you got him excited. He's going to have to play it.
No,
Disney
that's okay.
Song,
No, that's all right. Okay, so we'll have to play that one wrong because you've timed out, unfortunately. I forget what the question was. That's how long ago it was.
King Louis.
He wanted Mowgli to teach him how to make fire.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song now, and I'm gonna use my tactical prowess to try and throw you off. I want you to tell me when you know what this song is. Oh, okay, yeah. Here we go. We can keep waiting. It's all good. They're deliberating. The language is different. I've gone for a Cantonese version, Christy. What do you reckon, kids? I'll give you a hint. It's a Chinese Disney story.
Is it for...
What? It is from Mulan, but what is the name of the song?
Make a man out of
this. Oh, he's done it! Well done, team. That's very good.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
It's been a little while since we've done Christy's Diary. So normally we'd do this on a Wednesday just after 8 o'clock, but we had the kids come in from the Hastings Public School, and that was much more important. So we pushed this one back. However, we are going to read from Christy's Diary because I enjoy it thoroughly. And I've picked a random page from the year 2000. You would have been, what, 13-ish? Something
yeah,
like 12, 13?
About that.
Okay, we're going back to the turn of the millennium. Dear Diary, it's Friday. I don't think I really saw Adam. Well, I did. We yelled out to him, Adam. That gets his attention. Is Adam your boyfriend at the time?
Must have been. I can't keep track.
So many of them, obviously. But he is such a babe! Exclamation mark.
Adam, you babe.
My old crush, Robert, was paying me out while I was trying to talk to Jacob. Jeepers.
Oh,
you
how
were
many
really
men are on the
did
go.
Get around. All right. So I said, I'll punch him, but he didn't believe me. So I said, I'll slap him. He didn't believe me, but I did, in brackets, and it hurt.
Mm.
So I piss bolted. Wow. But now he be, effing hates me heaps. This is what happens when you pick a random teenage diary page.
It's like the edgy me where it wasn't so innocent. It was all about, like,
signed
violently
Christy
flirting with the men in my life.
Yeah. Hang on, wait, there's another page. Another page? Can I read that one as well?
We got probably another day if you want to go there.
No, it just says nothing much to say. It was the weekend. Oh, no, there is. All day I had to put up with Sally's whinging while we were driving the car.
We had a paddock basher.
Oh, okay. Stupid car, it's... Oh, hang on, there's a lot of swearing in this. I think we'll leave that one for another
day. Just blank
it
all out.
Yeah. You swore a lot when you were younger.
I'm glad 13.
I'm glad you've changed now. You're much more respectable a woman than you were
a
young
mature
lady.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. That was Christy's Diary. Wasn't overly eventful, but it just, you know. We'll play a game next. Don't know what game. We'll choose in a sec.
You may know your music, but can you beat Christy to finishing the lyrics? You've got to be quick. It's a sing-along standoff.
That's right. Get on the line to us right now. 13, 12, 16. You can win yourself a fabulous prize.
You're playing for a Jessica Mowboy's new album, Hilda. It's available now to stream or download.
Mm.
So that could be yours.
Right.
And look, the chances are pretty good for you to win because we've always said that I'm terrible when it comes
you
to
are
finishing lyrics.
You are absolutely terrible at this. But that's okay because what's going to happen is I've made it Disney-themed. Considering we played Mulan just before, I thought, well, why not make this Disney-themed? So if you think you know the words to Disney songs, you need to get online to take Christy on. That's the way it goes.
13, 12, 16, give us a call.
And I'm not going to be playing the songs again. If someone says to me or if you say to me, oh, can you play that bit again? I'm not going to do it. You get played once.
One shot, that's
one
it.
One time, just like Eminem said.
And we have you to buzz in with shot. Our name.
Well, yeah, that's how it works.
And then finish the lyrics.
That's true. All right, hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who we got?
Keisha.
Go again?
Akeisha.
Akeisha. Right, Akeisha. What's going to happen now is I'm going to play part of a song, a Disney song, and at the end of it, you and Christy, when you think you know what it is, have to call out your name. Whoever gets there first gets to go on and try and finish it. If you get best out of three, you will win this CD. Okay?
Okay.
Akeisha, right. Do you play Disney classics in your car when you're driving on big, long road trips like Bodge?
My kids are... devastated that I do, but yes.
Oh, gosh.
No, they will,
I'm going to lose.
They will become educated. It's all good. Here we go.
Keisha.
Christy.
Go on, Christy. What do you reckon?
I can't hear anything.
What do you mean you can't hear anything?
I was waiting and then she said her name, but I can't hear anything.
Okay, I see what's happened. We've got the old problem here. That's okay. I'll do...
she's cheating. She's using the old tactic
I can't
hear it, so we're going to play it again. Damn you, Akeisha.
No. I could guarantee you that it's a problem that we do have here all the time. It's irritating. Give me 1 second. We'll just pad for time a little bit here while I organise this.
You could just sing it.
No, I can't just sing it because people might drive off the road and they get real angry about
that. This terrible pitch.
No one wants that.
Oh.
No one wants that. All right.
Now, I'd already given you the lyrics too, Akeisha.
You stuffed it up.
Oh, right, thanks
here we
for
go.
Telling
Let's
me
try
that.
It again.
Akeisha.
Go, Akeisha.
The Circle of Life.
What I said.
Yeah, not asking for the song. I want the next lyrics.
I thought that was the next lyric.
That's what I thought too. What are even those words?
Through despair and hope. Through faith and love. Till we find a place.
This is
See,
really
I
awesome.
Know this, all right? Don't tell me you're a Disney fan, Christy, if you're going to stuff that up. No offense, Akeisha, but, you know, we've got to go to the second one. I take no prisoners with this, all right? Here we go.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain?
Christy, can you paint with all the colours of the wind?
Thank God.
You know why I know that? Because I was in choir at school, in primary school, and that was one of those songs.
Yeah.
Thank you,
can
Mrs.
You
Jenkins.
Paint with all the colours of the
right.
wind.
Woo!
Can you paint with all the colours of the wind?
Incidentally, I think that's probably the most underrated Disney film. Even though it's well loved, I think it's a very, very good film. This is going to be the tiebreaker now.
Come on, Akeisha.
Now, Akeisha, I need you to listen carefully to this because we did just play it, so I'm hoping you get this right, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get down to business.
Come on, Akeisha.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, I think my phone's cut out.
Oh, Jesus. I'll play it one more time. One more time.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, no, I've gone blank.
What?
She's gone blank. I don't even know it either. Like, let's get down to business.
Hang on, give me a second.
Dun, dun. I don't know the actual words.
Oh, my God. This is painful radio for me.
Just because you know all the lyrics to every single Disney song doesn't mean we all do.
Okay.
Right. I'll give you points if you know what it's called and what movie it's from.
I've just played it. It's from Mulan.
But... I know it's from Mulan and I can visual the cartoon playing in my head.
What's the song called then?
Let's Get Down to Business.
No. I'll make a man out of you.
He's going to be a grumpy man now. That's the man you're going to make of him now, Akeisha.
I just feel like I must be the only person in the world that knows all the lyrics to every Disney song ever.
My son has just messaged me. He must be able to hear me. He's told me I'm hopeless.
Has he broken up with you? has he dumped you for not knowing it?
No.
Oh, that's
good.
It's
not that bad.
He just has to listen to it more now when we're travelling.
Well, okay. Well, try and... play half-half because we'll still give you the Jess Mowboy CD, but that's only because I feel so down about this.
It's all yours and you can be belting that one out in the car then.
Yeah.
Well done, Akeisha.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Christy, do you know what? Sometimes I just weep. I weep at you. I weep at the callers. I weep for the people that do know the lyrics and do want to play and get it right. Disney's such a special thing. Do you know what I'd really like to do, and I've said this before, and I'm going to petition for it, I think we'd have a whole morning of Disney music. Just one morning, just one Monday.
Yeah, I reckon we do it. Maybe if the Tournament of the Minds kids that we just had in,
yeah.
if they win next year against all no. the competitions in the world, we could do it. That'd be so good.
No, we just all we have to do, mate, is send an email to our boss and say, can we do this?
Oh, is that
it'll
easy?
Be, yeah, it'll be yes or no. It'll probably
we had
be
to do
no.
some big stunt.
No, we won't.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.